for no tax.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up, we're going to talk about Gitmo. It's open for business again. Not that it was closed down. It certainly wasn't. But nobody was going through a military tribunal. Officially, that ends. The president had no choice but to change his mind on banning military tribunals and trying to close Guantanamo. Just not enough support for it, thank goodness. Because most of you, Democrat, Republican, or somewhere in between, or none of those stripes, really didn't want to see the detainees come to the U.S., pay the freight, and then go through the process of trying those people. For fear, also, in the civilian courts, that there might be a way for some of them to get off in our current system. And the idea that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was going to be tried in New York, I know, gave some New Yorkers a real heart attack, including Mayor Bloomberg, shockingly, once he really thought about, ooh, the security will really be a problem here, won't it? What was I thinking? What was I thinking saying that it was going to be okay to do this? So upon further review, that has changed. And I think that's, I think that was a smart move. It should have happened a long time ago, but at least it's happened. It's funny because Republicans are really praising the president, while a lot of very liberal Democrats are fumed. They did not want to see this happen. In the meantime, what's the situation in Libya? Muammar Gaddafi. How many times have I heard people say to me, why don't they just take him out? Why can't they just take him out? Can't the U.S. military go in and get rid of Gaddafi? Or can't they do something else? Part of the problem is something we talked about earlier. The rebels that are trying to get Gaddafi out need better equipment. He's not stupid. He overthrew the government he's now running back in 1969. So he put his sons in charge of the militia and military. And they got the best tools. They got the best, neatest, high-tech stuff they could possibly get. Not the people that are fighting against them, because he was paranoid. He was very careful what regiments, I'll call them regiments, got the better stuff, knowing that maybe someday, you know, that's a self-fulfilling prophecy, maybe someday they would turn against him, and they did. The day of reckoning has come. But they just don't have the firepower, even though there have been a few little wins here and there. Or do they? I mean, the idea is to get the people who are loyal to Gaddafi who are fighting to go in a different direction. So is there going to be a military response from the U.S.? A lot of people are questioning that. Why aren't you helping? Why aren't you doing something? More than having these conversations about better weapons and talking to the Saudis about that. So the president addressed that earlier in the day to start the week out. Here's what he said.
We've got NATO, as we speak, consulting in Brussels around a wide range of potential options. Including potential military options in response to the violence that continues to take place inside of Libya.
All right, there you go. So really we're looking for people to agree. If enough people say, yeah, and we've got the support and everybody's all in, then maybe we're going to take that last leap. We'll take that last step to help out. I don't think so, though. I don't know that that's going to be what happens there. Taking it a step further in a little bit of a different direction, even though he's the mouthpiece for the White House, sometimes more can be garnered from the spokesperson. This is Jay Carney. What is he now? 3.5 weeks into his job, talking about Libya and the fact that all the eyes of the world are on this situation. And what about the possibility of ground troops? Here's what he said.
No option has been removed from the table, but that ground troops is not sort of top of the list at this point. They should be fully aware of the fact that, broadly speaking, the world is watching what they do, and they will be held accountable for their actions.
True. The world is watching. David in Texas, he's been waiting. Hey, David, thanks for hanging through. What's on your mind?
Hello, Madam President.
Thank you.
Well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'll be your running mate whenever you decide to run for president, okay?
There you go.
First of all, I want to correct you. I am Jack's assistant.
What did I say you were?
It didn't sound very interesting, but yeah, I am his Jack's assistant.
All right, you like being called the assistant. You got it. I was kidding, whatever I said, I'm sure, but okay.
I also assist you as well, so.
Very nice.
That one lady that, you were talking about this one lady that, something to do with nonprofits or something like that before that.
Yeah, we were talking about the situation with NPR and the funding, because the Republicans in this budget back and forth, because remember, we only have this temporary budget, and they're trying to slash money out of the budget. One of the things they want to take out is money that goes to public broadcasting, so it would be like 10% of their budget.
Well, you know, I think they ought to take 10% out of Congress and House's paycheck and apply that to that.
Take that out of...
They don't think about taking 10% out of their paycheck and giving it to apply it to the budget.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Hey, well, guess what? Just like other people have had to do in these companies when they're barely surviving, the so-called small businesses, and they come to you and say, geez, we can't handle it. Can you take a pay cut? There's no pay raise. And worse yet, we got to cut everyone 10% across the board to save the jobs, and then we'll move you back up to what you were. There you go.
Right. And that's so much Bullstein and ain't even funny.
I know.
They keep their pay, but they're going to dock yours, and then they turn around and keep you that way. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know, it's tough at the top, isn't it? And here's the thing with Congress. I won't say who it is, but one time somebody in Congress made a comment to me, and I'll just be blunt with how they said it. Basically, I just need my term. I get my term in. And I'm set. I'm set for life because of the way the pension is. I'll get that money. I'll get what I was making. And, yeah, that's pretty convenient, isn't it? But we're paying for that.
Exactly. We're paying them with our taxes. But then
that's
they
it.
Weren't they threatening about if the government shuts down, tax returns and all that garbage get delayed?
Yeah, they were trying to downplay it, but yeah, if all the offices were shut down for 6 days or however long it would end up being, of course things would be backed up. So yes, your tax returns and whatnot couldn't possibly get to you as fast as they would. Just do the math. If there aren't people processing them, of course it wouldn't get to you as fast. But, sure, it's easier to be on the other side of that, isn't it? That's why everybody always thinks they're going to get on the other side. So that they know what that feels like. Thanks, David. Stay with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Now, on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad to the bone. I broke 1,000 hearts before I met you. I'll break 1,000 more, baby.
All right, Charlie Sheen. I just got to throw this in. Because Charlie Sheen news is big news. The guy gets on Twitter, and I don't know how long it took him before he made the Guinness Book of World Records. We mentioned that on one of the shows. Crazy. At 2.5 Men, the reason I bring it up, it's done. The studio said adios. We're through with 2.5 Men. And, you know, in some senses, there is a brilliance of Charlie Sheen. Brilliance because with what happened with Twitter and all the advertising, he was already making good money in that show that nobody saw, except for a certain crowd, I guess, on the old people's network. But the what's happened as a result of that with Twitter and what he's doing online, and Mark Cuban wants to give him a show on his HD network, whether it's going to be a reality show or a talk show or whatever, it seems like he is the fascination. He is more than the flavor of the moment. I mean, what's the staying power? Who knows? But that's how it is. You get your 15 minutes and then some, and he's getting his 15 minutes and then some. Yes, he's been in movies. Yes, he's been in other things and been around for a while, and he's Martin Sheen's kid and all that. But now he has just exploded. There is a kind of wacky, nutty brilliance to it all. There is. And people who want to cash in knowing, okay, he's got this spotlight, absolutely. I'm going to pay him to hold up my chocolate milk or whatever. You bet, if he'll do a deal. So Cuban's no dummy. He smells the money, and that's why he's offering it up. And, of course, XM Sirius giving him a channel, a whole channel. The Charlie Sheen channel is crazy. You know who has to love Charlie Sheen? If I'm Lindsay Lohan or one of the Lohans, the nutty mother or whatever, I totally send him a thank you note. This helps her case with the crazy necklace thing and whatever, because so much of the world is focused on Sheen. Yeah, exactly. Of course, we have a lot of serious fish to fry here. We were talking about Libya. We talked about Guantanamo. It now has started back up again, the trials, after 2 years of being on ice. President had no choice, had to do it, because even a lot of the Democrats weren't backing him up. There wasn't enough backup, enough money, enough in the court of public opinion to say, we're pushing this to the wall. This is my issue. We're doing it. Because that was all spent back on health care. All right, let's go to In a Pickle. I love that. She loved that. In California. Yo, what's happening?
Hi there, Miss Kate.
Hello, how are you?
And Pat to Mahalo, wherever he is.
Yeah, Mahalo.
I was wondering why you're coming to California, and is it a public event that I could come meet you? I'd love to meet you.
Oh, that's sweet. It's not a public event. I'm coming to California for a couple of things. One, to kind of lay the groundwork for actually doing a big show out there that I can't say on the air yet. But, you know, to do a big remote out there. And the other is to go to an interview some of the tennis players that are going to be out of the Palm Springs, the Paribas Open. They've got the men and the women, the best in the world, that are playing out there, and I'm doing something with them.
Oh, cool.
I just wanted to call
and let you know that L.A., I thought it was going to rain, and I told you to bring your umbrella. But the weatherman says 71 degrees. But be prepared that the Santa Ana winds are kicking up big time.
I heard that. Thank you for that forecast. And when I come out...
I'm sorry, the windows actually rattled today because of the wind.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa, the Santa Ana winds will kill you. Trust me, I've tried to play golf through the Santa Ana winds one time a long time ago, and it's brutal. I mean, L.A., when L.A. is crystal clear and you're in some of the beaches out there, whether it's how big Huntington Beach is or the little cove in Malibu, it's awesome. But when you got that wind in your face, it's awful.
No matter how much Jack Alexander bags California, we have wonderful weather. You can't disagree with that.
I agree with you.
When it's good, it's the best. When it's good, it is the best.
It is.
But anyways, I know you're getting to the end of your show. I just wanted to call and say hi, and I hope you have a wonderful time in California. We'll be happy to get you.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that, In a Pickle. If I was going to be at a public event, I would tell you where to go, and absolutely. But we got some other things planned that would be public, and I'll keep you up to date on that, what happens there. So, making that trek. I agree. I think, not to get off course here, but I think California does have great weather. How can you complain about the weather in California? The thing that you have to bear in mind when you live in California is the other possibilities of how quickly things can change, and you get the mudslides and the fire threats and all that. But it depends on where you live usually too, because there's a big difference when you're in the valley or when you're up in the other direction. It depends on where you are. And I'll be broadcasting Sunday from Sherman Oaks, California, and that's certainly different from the other side. Boy, and I'll tell you, and I'm sure she knows as well, that it's always tough to gauge the traffic, because that's the one thing. Boy, you just don't know what's going to happen when you get stuck in that traffic, I'm telling you. All right, I'm going to rifle through a couple of quick things, because I feel like I want to give you the headers and fill in the blanks. And one of the big stories we've been talking about, of course, is Wisconsin, 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 And the Wisconsin governor is saying no now to the really the Democrats' request for a meeting. I don't know that there's going to be a big negotiation in what's happened, because the Democrats left to jam things up for Scott Walker and what he was going to do in the budget to eliminate really most public workers' union rights. The Republicans would easily pass this. And now what the governor is saying, you know what, this is ridiculous. Why am I going to meet with all these state senators who left? They went AWOL, and I'm going to have a meeting with them. I want them to come back. But why do I have to have this meeting with them? I don't see why I have to do that. And Walker said that he and his administration have been in communication with a couple of them about a deal that might bring them back. But the guy who asked for the meeting, the Senate minority leader, a guy named Mark Miller, says, you know what, we're standing in the way and we're not going to do anything because you misrepresented the talks. So we're not coming down to have any kind of a meeting. We're not going to have any kind of a compromise. This is completely broken. What a drama that's being played out here. I mean, what a standoff this has become since February 14th? It's February 17th. February 12th, February 17th, somewhere in there. No, it was before Valentine's Day. What a crazy thing this has been. And the governor saying, look, I gotta balance this budget. We're in limbo here without these Democrats. They have to have a quorum, but once they get the quorum, the Republicans have the votes. The Republicans have the votes, and that's it. Done deal. The polls have shown, though, in Wisconsin, there's actually some opposition to this plan, and now they're pushing this recall. They're trying to recall the governor. Boy, that's happened before. Speaking of California, they're trying to push to get him recalled, but how, you know, you got to have enough signatures. It's a tough thing to do. You got to really, really have the backing. So it can't be a handful of people and then a couple of other thousand people. You got to have the figures there in place to be able to do that. And so this labor dispute has also, on a national scale, I think, turned a lot of Americans against the teachers and the people that are protesting, not in their right necessarily to protest, but in dragging this out. And then the question of, well, the taxpayer has to pay for it. Then it becomes the taxpayer versus the little guy in the union thing. And nobody wants to pay more taxes. Nobody wants to have their money pay for somebody else's pension now that it's all brought up. And then where Wisconsin ranks as far as education is concerned didn't help the efforts at all. Stay with us. More to come here on ATN.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
In your life, have you had to say you're sorry, and did you really mean it? Or did you do it just because you had to do a little CYA, whether it was at the job or it was in a relationship or something else? Maybe your best buddy, somehow you jacked with him, and you had to do a phony baloney apology so you could get back in good, because you're part of the crew that has the season tickets to the NFL games, and you don't want to be booted. So at some point in your life, I guarantee all of you listening to America Tonight, all of you have apologized for something. Mea culpas can be really, really phony, really, really heartfelt, or really, really unnecessary. I want you to listen to this mea culpa. With family and friends present, here's what Senator John Ensign from Nevada, who is bowing out of politics, had to say.
At this point in my life, I have to put my family first. As I have learned through the mistake that I made, there are consequences to sin. And when you're in a leadership role, those consequences can affect a lot of people. I cannot express how truly sorry I am for the pain that I have caused everyone.
Okay, so he's saying, you know, I'm sorry for the pain I caused everybody. We've heard this before, haven't we? Governor of South Carolina How about David Vitter, Senator David Vitter from Louisiana, fooling around with a prostitute, getting caught? So that's the key, is the getting caught thing. Elliot Spitzer, governor of New York, who blew it all with client, what was she, six or nine? I don't know. I think she was client number six. Anyway, and now, of course, he's on CNN. He has a show, a talk show. But Elliot Spitzer, I felt, was definitely, it wasn't heartfelt. Now, his wife is still with him. Vitter's wife still with him. And Vitter's still in politics. In the case of Ensign, it was so ugly and twisted. Because Ensign was the guy who fooled around with his campaign manager's wife. And she actually was part of the deal. I mean, she was actually helping his campaign. So that's where the whole ethics thing especially got blurry. Who's making money? What's happening? Who owes payments? Then was he blackmailed? Which his family says he was blackmailed. And the shock and the disgrace and the fall for Ensign has been kind of slow, actually. And what really pushed this along was the fact that he didn't want to face any charges. He didn't want to deal with the ethics thing. And because he was getting pressure from the Republican Party, too, because he was getting shellacked. In the primary, the guy who would have just killed him was Dean Heller. So this is a difficult thing. I've been through a lot, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know what? Give me a break here. It didn't seem heartfelt to me, just a necessity. That's what I think. And you think politics, boy, there have been a whole lot of mea culpas, haven't there? And then some where they should have, right? See, what happened in February is the Ethics Committee really pushed that investigation. And this was the whole thing of the aftermath of the affair with the woman's name was Cynthia Hampton, and she was the wife of really his top campaigner guy, top aide, if you will, Doug Hampton. And this was the part where it got tricky. Suddenly, Doug Hampton gets a lucrative, and I mean lucrative, beyond six figures, and then some lobbying job. So how did he get that job? Did Ensign use his political clout, make a few calls? Gee, I wonder. He knew that was it. Now, thinking of another senator, remember the whole thing with Larry Craig, how can we forget? Every once in a while, a comedian will dig back in his bag of tricks and pull that one out because of the whole thing in the Minneapolis airport with him allegedly trying to pick up a man in the restroom. And then trotting out in front of the microphones and saying that that's not true and da 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 da. Actually, not even addressing it directly. Not doing that. But if you remember, in the case of Craig, the committee was investigating after Craig said that he wasn't going to try to get reelected. In the case of Ensign, they're not going to continue to investigate him. So this whole retirement thing, well, I don't think they will anyway. I think they're just going to drop it. It doesn't mean it's not for sure, because there are some in Washington who think you still have to try to prosecute this guy. But I think it's going to be dropped, and that's what Ensign was looking for. I mean, the Justice Department already dropped its investigation, so there's no federal charges there. And this is a guy who was pretty popular, too. He was elected to the Senate in 2000. He did a couple of terms in the House, and he was a rising star in the Republican Party. Some people even thought maybe there's a chance he could become a presidential contender. But not now, certainly. I mean, this is it for Ensign. So now it makes it easier for the Republicans, and it's just a question of what happens with this whole ethics thing now at this point. But it made me think of what I said, basically, the mea culpas that celebrities make, politicians make, business people who are about to be crucified make. And you know there's some lawyer in the background that says, okay, now you got to apologize. You got to get out there. You got to get in front of this thing. You got to get out there. You got to say something. That's, like Elliot Spitzer, he knew they had him cold. So that was all he could do was get out of there. He could just get his wife to stand by him, just do the little news conference and move on and bow out of New York politics. But certainly he's not the first guy to be in that situation. It seems like lately there have been a lot of politicians who have found themselves in that spot. But like I said, also entertainers, too, when they get caught in certain situations. Like, for example, the tattooed man, Sandra Bullock's ex-husband, and how Jesse James and how he was, so in love with Sandra Bullock, and who cares about movie stars, but here we are at the Oscars, and isn't she great? And she goes up, gets the Oscar, says how he has her back, but he had a lot of backs besides hers. And I think she was stunned by that. And he did the mea culpa thing, and I didn't think his was sincere either. I mean, you knew it was just he had to do it. Oh, I'm so sorry, and she's my life, and blah, 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 blah. And then, boom, he's already on, and he's to somebody else, and he's engaged, and there was somebody even in between. So this is commonplace, whether it's publicists or aides or whoever it is. I think it's whatever the posse sometimes tells these people to do. Now, having said that, can you fool the American people? You know, can we see through the fake and the phony or the heartfelt when someone's just been leveled? And, hey, we're all human, so, geez, I screwed up. I think you can. I think we can see through that. I don't know. What do you think? Worst mea culpa of all time. Oh, I got a few of them. Sports, too. Some sports people would fall into that. 800-259-5791. I'll tell you one of the worst sports ones. Deion Sanders. Mr. Show and Tell, the whole thing. He got it. He got how to make money because he did the primetime deal and, he knew how to win over the crowds. And, of course, he was at one point just an incredible corner. So he could back up all the showboating stuff. But on the family side, that's when he came out and he said that he found God and he was a fornicator. And that, boy, that was like the quote heard around the world. And I felt like that was kind of a trumped up deal. Now, hey, different times, new wife, onto a different situation. But I think when he did that, it didn't feel real to me. That's another thing to reach for, the religion. Okay, so how do I get people to believe me? I'm going to say I found God. I'm going to say I found God in prison, and I'm a new person. I'm coming out, and I'm starting a new company, and I want you to buy my stuff. Even though I tanked the one company and the stock and the pensions, but I'm here to tell you I'm back, and I'm a new person. I'm a new person. Uh-huh. Sure. All right, coming up on America Tonight, we have odds and ends, because after all, besides Ensign's plea to be forgiven after months of, I think, debating whether or not he was going to try to fight it out, besides that, there are a few other things that are going on, like Libya. What's going on with Muammar Gaddafi, and what about the airspace above Libya? Also, more in Guantanamo and the military in Afghanistan. Robert Gates, the defense secretary, just back from a couple of days in Afghanistan. Well, actually, he's on his way back from a couple of days in Afghanistan, saying that, hey, 2014, that's not enough. We're going to still be there after 2014. I think that's pretty big news because of some of the other things that are happening. That gets lost in the sauce, but that's huge. That means someone in the military. We're talking about deployment, deployment, deployment. If it's going to be after 2014, there's not going to be a big drawdown of those troops. We're kicking the can. Hang with us. More to come here on ATN.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. We were talking about this on a previous show, and it's not a surprise to me. I know so many people who do not even get 4 hours sleep a night, and it's back to back to back to back nights. Some of them are in politics, some of them are in business, some of them are just moms who can't get back to sleep when their young children wake them up or their babies wake them up. And it's scary stuff when you start to read some of the statistics of the comparisons, what it means, in, like in this Pew study, when they say 4 out of 5 teenagers, for example, sleep with their phones on or have it right next to them in the bed. You wonder if that keeps them up. I think across the board, when you have baby boomers who are 46 to 64 years old who watch TV before they crash at night, and so then you think of those habits that have formed. What are we doing to our bodies? What are we doing to ourselves? It's tough, the lack of sleep deprivation. It's got to be also dangerous, I think, with distracted driving or just maybe even falling asleep at the wheel if you do that too much. So I thought it'd be fun to have Dr. Jill Wagner on. She is a family practice physician in Dallas, and we welcome her to the show. Doc, thanks so much for stopping by ATN.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Have you seen, before we dive into some of the specifics, in your practice and all of the years that you've seen people, have you seen it get worse? Does it seem like people are getting less sleep, even though we know we're killing ourselves?
Absolutely. I think I've been practicing for 20 years, and over the past 20 years, I have watched particularly as, you know, we got more gadgets, and we started to move more to the suburbs. I've really noticed that there are a lot of people who have sleeping disorders. And I, since I have been practicing for 20 years, I'm starting to see, women, more that are in, their 50s, you know, menopausal age. And there comes, some more sleeping disorders. So I'm definitely seeing more of it.
Yeah, so technology, because I was describing the situation where we have teenagers that are texting all the time, and even adults. So we're just, wow, we're glued to the iPhone, whatever it is you have, the Android. It doesn't matter what kind of device it is. It just means that's what it is. Do you warn people about that? If you see someone that just, man, they really looked exhausted, and they come in and they say, Doc, I just can't lose weight. I'm doing everything. I'm just drinking tea. I'm not eating anything fattening. I swear I'm not eating tacos. Do you start to ask them about, well, what about the sleep patterns, and do you find that correlates?
Yes. Whenever I have someone who comes in talking about things like fatigue and, you know, obesity, they're like, I'm just, Doc, I am absolutely exhausted. My first question to them is, how are you sleeping? How many hours of sleep are you getting a night? What do you do right before you go to sleep? I am just stunned by the number of people who sleep with their telephones, not just teenagers, but, you know, professionals, moms, people who think that they cannot go to sleep and sleep for 6-8 hours a night without having their cell phone right by their bed or their BlackBerry or whatever that is, because something is going to happen during the night that they absolutely have to know about. And it's amazing to me because, you know, in medicine, we have to live, you know, forever with, it used to be a pager, now it's our telephones. And I think if that is not a job requirement, why on earth would you do that? But it's just part of our society now.
Yeah, I agree. Do you advise people, hey, why don't you just kind of try to not maybe put it away in on your bureau or put it a little bit further away?
Put it in another room.
Yeah.
It is really okay if somebody cannot get in touch with you. You know, really, if it is a major issue, 9 times out of 10, you'll learn about it or find out about it in the morning. It really will be okay. I mean, there are very few things that you must know in the middle of the night. And so when you really assess the reality of it, most people say, you know, you're absolutely correct. The other thing that people don't realize is that just that flickering light stimulates your brain. And so you don't really get that deep sleep that you need to because you're aroused by the flickering light.
Really? And that all the phones have that.
Right. That and the same thing with television. When you sleep with the television on in your room, even if you mute the television, the light is flickering, so it stimulates your brain. So those are things that when you say to people, they really haven't thought about because, like I said, it's so much a part of our society. And so when you start to have those discussions, then it becomes a reality or they become aware of it. And so a lot of people are able to change their sleeping habits just by having an open discussion about it.
Yeah, there you go. And it's men and women, right?
It's men and women and teenagers and just everybody. It really is an issue. Many of us who are professionals, now there's so much to do. You know, you drive for 30, 40 minutes or you ride the train or you ride the bus or, you know, the commute is long and, you know, you have children who are in a gazillion activities. And so you do all of that. You run by and get something to eat. And then you still have, you know, whatever you brought home from the office to work on. And it's midnight before you get to bed. You've got to be up at 5, you know, because you know you've got to work out. I mean, it's just, it goes on and on. So at some point, we have to stop it. We have to draw a line and say, okay, enough. I need to go to sleep. We are still human beings.
Yeah, there you go. How much sleep, Doc, do you need? How much sleep do we really need? I mean, this might not be realistic to get 9-10 hours, even 8 hours.
If you can get a good, solid 6 to 8 hours. But if you get 6 hours as an adult, most of us function fine on 6 hours. But that's sleeping, not bedtime.
Yeah.
Where it's good quality sleep, you know, where the room is as dark as possible, and you've turned off everything. If you get a good 6 hours, then that's good. And children and young people still need their, you know, 8 to 10 hours of sleep. It just, they function better.
Yeah, no kidding. And you definitely have seen this. What I asked you, one of the first things we talked about is the weight gain. You're seeing people, we keep talking about obesity in this country, and I'm a lay person, you're the doctor, but is there this correlation to the not sleeping thing?
There is, and it's actually a catch-22. When you are overweight, you don't sleep well, and if you don't sleep well, you have a greater tendency to gain weight. And we think that that's multifactorial. You know, it is that when people are sleep deprived, then they are stressed. And when you are stressed, many people eat more. Also, you will have certain hormones released in your body that stimulates appetite and that kind of thing. So, you know, it is just kind of a cycle that goes round and round.
Yeah, no kidding. How about, I see all these things for energy drinks and keep you awake, and when we're talking about people having to do, like you were mentioning, someone working until midnight and then they had to get 5 because they have to work out. But what are we doing to ourselves with caffeine?
We really have to be careful. I mean, I'm starting to see people, young people who have arrhythmias or palpitations, you know, where their heart will beat irregularly because of the massive amounts of caffeine that they're getting in all kinds of things. You know, it used to be that you were well aware if you were doing something caffeinated. And if it was a mega dose of caffeine, you knew that. But a lot of people don't realize how much caffeine they're getting in energy drinks and those kinds of things. And when they do it over and over, you know, they do two or three a day, you know, they just don't realize the effect that it has on the body. And that also contributes to the inability to sleep.
Yes.
So you have so much in your system. I had a young mom who came in, and she was in her 30s. And she said, "I can't sleep." And so I said, "Well, what is your day like?" And after we got through with the big, you know, gigantic, super caffeinated coffee and her, all of the drinks that she had, 3 or 4 during the day, I was like, "Of course you can't sleep. If you'll just cut out 2 or 3 of those, your sleep will improve." And it did.
Yeah, there you go. And that you're talking about those palpitations and stuff, that sometimes people think that they're anxious at work, that they can't, it's something to do with the work, but it's probably that's affecting them.
Well, you definitely, if you're having some of those issues, if you're having some things like inability concentrating, if you're having some anxiety, if you're having some palpitations, if you're having any of those things, the first thing you need to look at is, A, what are you consuming? And then, B, am I sleeping? And how many hours am I getting? Those kinds of things, they sound very simple. And you think that, of course, people think about those things, but we don't. And so I think it's great that you're having this conversation so people will say, okay, let me assess this. What am I really doing to myself?
All right, Dr. Jill has spoken. Are you listening? People out there, America tonight, I want all you guys, when the show's over, of course, to go to sleep and get that sleep at least 6 hours. You were a delight, Dr. Jill Wagner. Thanks so much for coming on ATN.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.